Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for being a reality in our life. You as the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that is love in every sense, has taken hold of us and has taken hold of me. And you are busy working, busy leading, and where your finger points, your hand is also, Lord. So thank you. Thank you for this wonderful word. Just encouraging us again is that you are so big, so beautiful, and so lovely, and you're a very present God to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Psalm 139 from verse 9 to 12 from the TPT translation. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you are there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you there waiting. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me. For the presence is everywhere, your presence, bringing light into my night. There's no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as the day. There's no difference between the two.
Hallelujah. You know, we just seen here again this omnipresent God, that there is nowhere that he cannot be. So he's everywhere. And then the thing is, God is everywhere and that can't change. But some people, he knows him from a distance. And then there's others like the psalmist here. You can see he's a living reality to the psalmist. What is the key? What is the secret? Why can he be a living reality to someone, to one, and then far away from another? And it's simply because the person has come to that place of being tired of being in the flesh, being tired of being in the sin, being tired of just not being where their heart wants to be, because each and every one of us has got a God-created vacuum. There's a desire for God, but there's also a desire for things, a demonic move on us, getting us to want to be like someone else and to run after things. So there's definitely got to come a time where we say, hey, Lord, I'm tired of this. Being like a child, thinking like a child, acting like a child, comparing myself with others and comparing myself to myself. I want to be what you want me to be. And you call on the Lord. You know, we can so take hold of scriptures. We say, like in Romans 8, the scripture that nothing can separate me from the love of God. And we take that. And then we don't see what is needed, what is necessary steps to be in that place where the love of God is real for me in whatever I do. And we can see here, verse 10 is the key. So it says, wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. And we can see that is a statement. He goes where God's hand guides. And where God's hand guides, that's where God strengthens and empowers him. Because if God's not showing him and not directing him, there's going to be consequences. He's going to realize he needs to make God the potter and him the clay. And when God's a potter, you go where he tells you, and you build your life according to his leading. And you're back to Romans 8. You know, we see there, The like I said, the wonderful promise, nothing can separate me from the love of God. And we've seen here in this psalm as well, God is everywhere. So he's a breath away from everywhere, from everyone. But we also see then in the sequence, what happened, what brought about that place where Paul could say, nothing can separate me from the love of God. We can see at one time, go back to Romans 7, he was under the law, under a covenant that was pointing to the Lord, but not the reality was not there yet for him. But then he came to the point as well of realizing the good he wants to do. So there was intentions to do good, but he was running around like a religious nut, trying to please man and build his life on the law where he couldn't. He needed to be born again first. And that's why we see him there in the end of Romans 7 cry, "Who will deliver me?" And then he says, "Thank you for Jesus." And then God comes, God delivers him. And then he says in Romans 7 verse 4, "I'm married to another, even to him who has been raised from the dead, Jesus, to bear fruits to God." And okay, so you can see this. He's come into the new covenant. He's come into relationship. And then we can go from into the beginning of Romans 8 and see what happens. You can see the law of the Spirit of life sets him free and sets us free from the law of sin and death. So there's a Spirit. And there again, that's an important key, receiving the Holy Spirit. Because in Romans 8, I think it's verse 11, it says, if you haven't got the Spirit, you are none of his. So there's another prerequisite that we need to receive the Spirit. And then the word goes on further. It says that we must be spiritually minded, not carnally minded. See, there's another requisite. There's something else we've got to take hold so as to make experience a love, and that the love of God is a reality to you. And then it goes on further. You need to be, when you got the Spirit and you're carnally minded, you got to be Spirit led. And then where his finger points, his hand will also point. And where his finger points also, then character is going to get developed. You see, you're not just wanting to be a fly by night and your character is still in the light and in the darkness. You want to be transformed into the image of his Son. So that's the whole thing. You're staying with the Lord, you're developing character, the tree is becoming stronger and in the image and likeness of God, in the fellowship of God, walking in the light, and you be able to bear more fruit. God is able to bring about his wonderful plan for your life. So guys, stick with the Lord. He is a very present help. There's nothing that can separate you from his love. When you stay with him, when you listen to him, and when you walk with him, be blessed, because you are blessed. You were made to be a child of the living God, in fellowship with him and walking with him and being a fragrance in this earth. Amen.
Amen.